And courtesy of the Book Centre in Waterford, it's time for Dinfina's Book Club.
It is time for Dinfina's Book Club. Today is the 28th of June, but of course, Monday is the 1st of July. So today is our last working day in the month of June, which means I'm bringing you all the biggest and best titles that can be found in the Book Centre right here in Waterford City, who very kindly sponsor this slot. Now, I've picked out a whole selection. Oh, I'm as excited as anything. I was telling Ollie about all this morning. The very first one I have for you, if you were a fan of Colm Tobin's Brooklyn, fear not, because I have the sequel right here in my hands, and that is, of course, Long Island. Now, Long Island was published fairly recently, and just to give you a very quick recap on what we saw when we read Brooklyn, you were looking at 1950s Ireland, and that, of course, is Tobin's stomping ground. We saw Eilish go off to the US, become secretly married. She came back to Enniscorthy for a family death, and then she absolutely broke her mother's heart by returning to America rather than settling down.
Remember that scene.
Her mother wanted her to settle down with local boy Jim Farrell, but Eilish said no way, and her decision shocked everyone, the reader, her mother, the whole of Enniscorthy, and off she went to America. So Long Island doesn't miss a beat. 20 years have passed, but we're right back in there in the story of Eilish and her husband Tony. We're in the mid 70s, and Eilish Lacey, as she was, is now Eilish Fiorello, and she's living with Tony and their teenage children. But a drama comes, of course, as it always does, and right at the beginning of the novel, a strange man calls at Eilish's front door, and he tells her that her husband Tony, who's a plumber, has been spending an awful lot of time with this man's wife. And he said, and I quote,
"That's a big job, probably."
Well, he said his plumbing is so good she's to have a baby in August. Right, that's the exact quote. And he basically said, as soon as the baby's born, I'm dropping it here on your doorstep. If you're not at home, the baby will be on the doorstep. So Eilish doesn't know what to do anyway. And none of these are spoilers. This happens very early on in the novel. She doesn't know what to do. She's had 2 decades of marriage. She's made her own family. She's basically left her other family behind and carved out this new life. And she returns home to Enniscorthy. So anybody who wanted to know what could have happened if Eilish had a second chance, or if she took that road not taken, you're about to find out, because when she returns home, who's there? Only Jim Farrell.
Oh my God,
and
Jimbo.
Yeah, Jim has found love in her absence, but it's very, very clear immediately on that Jim has never forgotten Eilish. So I won't spoil the rest for you.
Woo!
But there is fantastic references there to cheese and onion crisps and salt and vinegar. But you're seeing a changing Ireland. And Tobin writes really well when he writes about Ireland, because he writes well about mothers. He knows those relationships really, really well. He culturally sets the scene very well. So what you saw of 1950s Ireland, you're now about to see how much that has changed in 1970s
very
Ireland.
Interesting.
I was nervous about this because I thought some things shouldn't be touched. Mm. Some things shouldn't have sequels. But I needn't have feared, because Colm Tobin did fine job.
Yeah.
So that is Long Island, and it's the sequel to Brooklyn by Colm Tobin.
Where we go next?
Next is our holiday read. It is that time of the year. Everyone's going on holidays. I give you the author of The Beautiful One Day, which of course is David Nicholls, and his book is called You Are Here. Now, in many ways, this is very Jane Austen-y. You have one man who's dealing with his own personal traumas. You've got one woman who's dealing with her own. They come together on this hike. And it sounds ridiculous, but they're brought together by friends, and they end up hiking an ungodly distance with their backpacks and everything on their backs and their hiking boots and all the rest of it. But they're so aloof towards one another because they've both been hurt. You know, one of them is a geography teacher, and he's had his heart broken. He's feeling like he's a failure. He's feeling like he's dropping the ball in many areas in life. And then you have several others who are all carrying similar personal trauma. So this is a very personal journey for them. You're not just hiking across the mountains. Mm. You're really hiking across personal trauma, trying to find yourself. And find themselves they did, and find each other they did. And it is heartwarming. It's beautiful. This is what you bring if you're going to the beach on your holidays. It's a big book, but you don't need another one.
United by more than just blisters on a hike.
Well, they are, but there's no plumbers involved in this one, right?
Okay.
What's the third one? Now, I always try to pick something biographical or autobiographical. I went totally different here. I give you The Psychology of Secrets, My Adventures with Murderers, Cults and Influencers by Andrew Gold.
You were telling me about this one.
Oh,
you didn't expect to really like it, but a real page-turner, apparently.
I absolutely went through the shelves looking for an autobiography that jumped out at me, or a biography. I don't like them. I always say it, but I always get one because I realise other people actually like them. This one jumped out at me. And this guy, Andrew Gold, is a podcaster, and he has his own website, everything there. But the back of the book there says, you know, we all keep secrets. 97% of us are hiding a secret right now. And on average, we each hold 13 secrets secrets at any one time. He starts to look at how secrets have built up religious organisations, cults, industries, influencers. He looks at the effects that holding a secret can have on our psychological and our physical health. He looks at the power that's involved in holding secrets. Now, if you go back years ago, you weren't allowed to read the Bible. You couldn't have it yourself. You needed...
Extraordinary, but true.
Yeah, you needed a learned person to explain it to you. And the same if you're a member of the Scientology Church. You can only learn the origins of Scientology when you reach a certain level because it's deemed you're not ready for it yet. But essentially that means somebody has the power. Someone's keeping the secrets from you. And we want to know that. We crave it. So he looks at the people who keep secrets. He looks at anonymous surveys where people reveal what secrets they're currently keeping. And you've got your standard ones where someone's having an extramarital affair. Maybe somebody had a secret love child. Maybe.
I ran over your cat.
And do you know what? There's actually somebody who said on page 49 of every book, they sniff every book at page 49. People keep really weird secrets. But I found the dynamics of secrecy, of trust, of what they are. This, I couldn't. I was actually in the middle of another book and I picked this up by accident. And I actually kept reading this one. It's that good.
By it golly.
Is probably.
What's it called again,
it's called The Psychology of Secrets: My Adventures with Murderers, Cults, and Influencers by Andrew Gold. And he has a podcast. I have disclaimer, I've never listened to it, but I will after this.
Okay, right.
And our children's book, Sam Blake. Many people will know her as her other pen name, Vanessa McLaughlin. She has a young adult's book out called Something's About to Blow Up When Chemistry Gets Explosive. This is superb. I actually got my daughter to read this because I said, you'll be the best critic of this. So when an explosion rips through the chemistry lab at Raven Hill School and six girls are injured, the first thought is that it's an experiment gone wrong, but then the Gardaí start investigating and they suspected bomb. But who could it have been targeting and why? You have six girls, you have a devastating explosion, and they are against the clock to uncover the truth in time. She's written, something terrible happened last night very recently. You're looking at teens, right? But I say teens, my daughter's 12 and she read it and I trust her I had a look at it first. She was fine with the content. Anything 12, 13 and up, it's a really well written, well scripted book, and that is Something's About to Blow Up by Sam Blake. So I'm going to fly through those again really quickly. Colm Tobin, Long Island. Andrew Gold, The Psychology of Secrets: My Adventures with Murderers, Cults and Influencers. And Sam Blake, Something's About to Blow Up. They are all in the cart here right in front of me, ready for one lucky person to get their hands on. If you want to get your hands on this stack of books thanks to the Book Centre, text in Dimfna's Book Club with your name and your address to 083 333 975, and I'll pick the winner before the end of the show.
Excellent. 9:46. I tell you, a lot to be going on with there.
I'm telling you, my mouth is dry now.
Just to remind people, you'll be podcasting.
I'll be podcasting all of this, and I'll be putting links under each title so you can go direct to the Book Centre to buy them. Look, we say it about newspapers, but it's the same with bookshops. Support your local bookshop.
Absolutely.
They're absolutely phenomenal. The Book Centre is my absolute favourite.
Yeah, and deserves your support. Definitely. Thank you so much for that.
Thanks, Al.
Always interesting.